Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Today is August 14th, 2020, and let's just jump into it. Our first good thing is actually a highlight of someone who was on the podcast in an earlier episode who is now trending on Twitter. Jacob Pace, the CEO of Flighthouse, someone who I can now call a friend, I believe, as he was on the podcast, they did a full episode together. I talked to him about how he came to his position right now and why he is currently trending on Twitter with people calling him the kingpin of TikTok, the Gen Z kingpin of TikTok. If you haven't read the Medium article, please do. It came out a while ago, but for some reason, it is now trending on Twitter because it is a part of the Marker magazine, which is a Medium publication. So if you don't know about Jacob Pace or the article or why he's trending, basically, Jacob is the 21-year-old CEO of a company called Flighthouse, which has built a booming business hyping up musicians on TikTok. He's collaborated with names you probably recognize, like Charli D'Amelio, Dixie D'Amelio, a bunch of other big TikTok names. And he is the CEO because he's had a string of hits when it comes to successes and being able to figure out how best to amplify musicians using TikTok sounds. In just a few short months, honestly, he's been able to work with artists like Doja Cat, just to name a few. I only named one there. He's been able to work with Doja Cat, a bunch of other TikTok musicians, and find ways to amplify their music and increase their amount of downloads overall. Now, however, he's facing a little bit of an uphill battle because the Trump ban is in full effect. But Flighthouse is the secret engine behind making some of these songs on TikTok pop off and some of these artists pop off, because mostly what happens, and we covered this in the podcast with Jacob as well, is as a song pops off on TikTok, you have tons of people making videos about it and they don't have to worry about copyright issues like on YouTube. So that song naturally gets more plays on Spotify, which in turn helps out the artist, and that song goes higher on the Billboard charts and the streaming charts on Spotify, mainly due to its involvement on TikTok. So it can be a 15-second, 20-second snippet of that song, and people come to Spotify to listen to the longer version. They learn about that artist, and very quickly, that song pops off. Just last year, Rolling Stone named Jacob part of the Future 25 list of innovators and disruptors in the music industry, and he's managed to win over hard-boiled music executives from Capitol Records to Columbia Records with a deep understanding of what makes TikTok tick. So the article covers Jacob's past in depth, and what we talked about during my podcast conversation with him is where he wants to take Flighthouse next. How he's built a business behind the backs of making people pop off on TikTok, and kind of his thoughts on the music industry and the next wave of music, especially with the ban coming up to a head, and kind of his experience of being in that world and how he expects things to kind of shape out. So if you haven't listened to it, please go check it out. You can scroll down if you're on Spotify, find where it says guest Jacob Pace. I'll also try to link it in the description of this podcast below. Our second good thing actually comes from a huge tech giant who just released a new phone. Microsoft released the Surface Duo with the press event that had over 30 minutes of demo time. Microsoft published a full 35-minute demo of everything the Surface Duo can do. Now, if you haven't seen the Surface Duo specs, go check them out. It's basically a flip-out phone, where to the point where you have two screens and you can fold it and have a one-screen phone as well. What they're calling it is a dual-screen phone, a dual-screen Android phone to be precise, and it is currently priced at $1,399. That's right, $1,399, and it'll go on sale in the U.S. on September 10th. Microsoft's hoping that the form factor will usher in a new era of productivity with dual screen and foldable devices. It's going to be interesting if that actually pans out, but it is great that they have a price point and a date set to where people can actually buy the product. Now, we've also seen companies like Samsung also talk about releasing their flip-out phones and having a dual-screen interface and UI. It's only a matter of time, in my opinion, where Apple, who is clearly the king when it comes to the amount of phones made and the coolest tech devices, in my humble opinion, it's only a matter of time until Apple also adopts this dual screen methodology when it comes to creating a phone. I, for one, am not a huge fan of Android phones, but it is interesting to see Microsoft join this company of companies making dual screen phones. And I don't have my hands on a Surface Duo. I'm not Marques Brownlee. I'm not a tech reviewer where I can say, I've been using the Surface Duo for a week. Here's my thoughts. Can't say that, but it is good news that they're actually putting this out. And the demos look very compelling, especially when it comes to different use cases. If you want a bigger screen size on your phone, if you want to watch a movie, you just fold your screen out and you have a dual screen interface. So great news coming out of the Northwest from Microsoft, and we'll see exactly how they do in sales. Now, one thing to note here is this is coming out in September. So it's coming out before kind of the rush of Black Friday and the Q4 releases that many tech brands have when it comes to new products. So it's kind of in that interim period right before the rush and when they expect a lot of sales. So interesting time frame of September 10th, but only time will tell if this is a good thing and the Surface Duo is here to stay and many people love the device, or if it's just another product that they've tried and has mediocre results. Our third good thing actually is two good things in one. The first is Casey Neistat, my favorite filmmaker slash YouTuber, released two videos this week. Over the last month, he had released zero. Over the last week, he's released two. And today's video is about Jamie Foxx. Yep, that Jamie Foxx giving Casey a black eye. Yeah, not clickbait. Kind of clickbait, but not clickbait. So the video itself details how he worked with Jamie Foxx and his old buddies to create a movie called Project Power, which is actually the second good thing of this smaller thing. Project Power, the movie, is now on Netflix. Totally, go check it out. The concept is very interesting. I covered the trailer of this movie in a previous podcast, but basically the idea is if you can take a pill and you take that pill and for 5 minutes you get any power you want. You can turn into a fire human where you're as hot as flames. You can get super strength. You can be invisible. You can jump off buildings. You may be able to have spider webs come out of your hands. Whatever it is, you have 5 minutes of having that superpower. Then what? So very interesting concept. Big names in this movie, just to name a few: Jamie Foxx, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Dominic Fish. I'm going to butcher her last name, and I don't want to do that, so I'm going to actually just look it up right now and tell you who exactly is in the cast. Like I said, Jamie Foxx, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Dominique Fishback, Machine Gun Kelly, Casey Neistat, as well as Rodrigo Santoro, and many, many others. The movie is directed by Henry and Rell, or if those names don't catch your eye or you don't remember them, that's Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman. They're actually very old friends of Casey's, and I would not be surprised if that's exactly how Casey got a little role in their film. The video itself that Casey uploaded to his YouTube channel is about 11 minutes, and it details some behind the scenes of exactly how Jamie Foxx gave him a black eye, and if Jamie Foxx regrets giving him a black eye. So I won't spoil the YouTube video, but I will give a plug for Project Power and for you to definitely go watch it on Netflix whenever you have some time. That is it for today's edition of the Three Good Things podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening to the Three Good Things podcast. If you want to reach out to me or be a guest on the podcast, feel free to reach me on Twitter. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. And the main reason I do this podcast is to get better at long form talking, and hopefully I've gotten gooder at that. Again, thank you so much for listening to the Three Good Things podcast, and I will see you tomorrow.